Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is a summer special, isn't it?
It is.
It certainly is. And we're playing 8 of our best songs, our favourite songs, over the last 6 months for this year's summer special. I've picked 4, you've picked 4. Obviously, I'm the boss. We're starting with me. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Lupez. La Hastao.
Estaba contigo intentando abarcar. El sitio era pequeño y encima marcha atrás. Debe de ayuda, te puedes bajar. No te preocupes, la piso si le das. La Hastao. Venga, avisado, venga, no. La Hastao. Venga, avisado, venga, no. Estaba con ira intentando adelantar. La calle era estrecha, no podía pasar. Debe de ayuda, te puedes fijar. No te preocupes, la piso si le das. La Hastao. Venga, avisado, venga, no. La Hastao. Venga, avisado, venga, no.
Estaba con Pablo en el Paris Dakar.
Vimos un camello en nuestro radar.
Le pedí ayuda, ¿me puedes guiar?
No te preocupes, la piso si la da.
¡Ya está! Venga, avisado, venga, no.
¡Ya está!
Venga, avisado, venga, no.
¡Ya está!
Venga, avisado, venga, no.
¡Ya está!
Venga, avisado, venga, no.
¡Ya está!
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lupez, or Lupez, or Lupez, or Lupez, the Spanish tone.
Okay.
And a track called La Hastao. La Hastao. La Hastao. Yeah. It means lights out, Tony.
Okay.
It means lights out. And they've come via Folk Records, which is Friends of Los Chicos, if you remember.
Yes, vaguely. We've paid quite a few points from them, haven't we?
We certainly have, yeah. But these being one of them, of course, because we have played that track before. One of my favourites in the last 6 months on this here summer special. We'll explain why it's a summer special and where we are a little bit later in the show, shall we?
Yes.
All right, because I do have... Oh, actually, what is Lupez Bandcamp page?
Lupez.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed, Lupers.bandcamp.com. Hey, this is fighting talk, Tone. It's Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 0, and we're half in the competition this week.
Yes.
You could be good for the win here. You could be really good for the win.
I know.
Anyway, great song. Really like it. Really like the band. Check them out via the website. I've got a little bit of additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
And guess what? It's come from our mate Fred in Sweden.
Oh, excellent.
Who sent another joke to me.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Fred. I hope you're doing well. Looking forward to seeing you soon. I hope you're enjoying your original sauce tea tree and mint shower gel that I brought over for you.
Tasty.
Well, I don't know if he's drinking it.
Tingly then.
Yes. It's tingly in my nether regions.
Hey.
I've got a minty scrotum. You didn't want to hear that, did you?
No.
Anyway, Fred's got a joke for us. This is a section of the show we call Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. We'll read your joke out. We're about to read Fred's out. Here goes. A taxi passenger taps the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question. The driver screams, loses control of the car, nearly hits a bus, goes up on the footpath and stops centimetres from a shop window. For a second, everything goes quiet in the cab. Then the driver says, look, mate, don't ever do that again. You scared the daylights out of me. The passenger apologises and says, I didn't realise that a little tap would scare you so much. The driver replies, sorry, it's not really your fault. Today's my first day as a cab driver. I've been driving a funeral van for the last 25 years. Very nice.
Nice.
Thanks very much, Fred. If you've got a joke as good as that, or even if you haven't, why not email me and we'll read it out. Right, so Tone, this is our summer special. So next up is a track. It's one of your favourites from the last 6 months. So do you want to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so this band called Dingo Down, we played them on the 11th of March. I've looked up on the internet there, they say about themselves, Dingo Down on the Prowl. We are an LA-based rock and roll crew formed in 2012 by some Berkeley alumni who don't play jazz. With smouldering vocals, powerhouse blues guitar, bottle-breaking drum grooves and bottom-rattling bass, Dingo Down will leave your face melted and your pants slightly soiled. We rock little stages, outdoor venues and giant arenas with aplomb and disdain for boring music. I personally think they sound a bit B-52-y, and I really liked it. So we're going to play this song again. But what is Dingo Dan's website?
DingoDan.com.
It is.
Oh, yes. All of you in Internet One, Tony One, a good start. And Steve's looking to see if I'm cheating, and I'm not cheating. Sorry, we've got Steve here. Say hello, Steve.
Hello.
Still not saying hello, Steve. He's not getting the message. Oh, what?
Go on. No, well, I can't really see your screen, Paul, to be fair. So, but I'll trust you on this occasion.
The Sphinx is at it again, Tony. Anyway, what's the name of the track?
This is Red Dinosaur.
Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dingo Down. Good band, aren't they? Good band. Listen, we've got Steve here again. He put his hand up, so he's allowed to talk for a second.
Okay.
I'd like to hear Tony say, for once, that's not okay.
Well, Tony, why don't you say it now?
I can't.
All right.
I'm too agreeable.
Oh, I thought you meant that it was okay for you to say that's not okay. I was hoping you'd say that's not okay, and then I could go ha ha ha. It's got to be okay, but no, nobody plays my games, not the games in my head. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I don't.
Oh, knickers.
Yeah, but don't forget, I mean, it tops the listeners we've got who aren't on Facebook, maybe are listening at the moment. So, but if you're not on Facebook, join Facebook and leave us a comment. Join the rest of the world. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. tell us what you did like. Did you agree with our best of 2014? Can you suggest alternatives that we maybe have missed? Email, get in touch, post on our Facebook page. Thank you very much.
Blimey, you had to think about that.
A little bit, yeah.
Off your head, didn't you? I could tell because you were losing it. I'm going to play another track, shall I?
Okay, yep.
Right, this is a band that came to our attention around about the start of this year. And I wish I'd heard of them before, because Tony, everyone needs Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots in their life, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Based in Brighton, but they're from Spain and where have you and all sorts of things. And they're a right nutty band and great punk band. And we really enjoyed playing them. And I think this was the first track we played by them. I'm not absolutely sure. But Tony, what is Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots Facebook page?
facebook.com/Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
It is. It's that straightforward. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1, and this is Window Shopping. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Oh, wasn't it?
It was.
Now, we should explain what's happening here. We've made this show in the past, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've made this show in the past because I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival having a very busy week, so I'm not able to make the show this week, but I will be able to next week. So it means we've made this in the past, and that's why the mystery Steve is here again. Say hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
And now he's getting the idea. Right, so he's getting trained up now, Tony. Yes, so basically, I don't really know what happened last week.
No.
Me. What happened to you last week?
I think I worked my arse off again after grouting my bathroom floor. I maybe had the day off one day, and that's about all I did.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, what I did was, unless I'm dead, you know, there's always this possibility, isn't there?
It's true.
That if I'm not dead, what I did was I did my show in Hitchin on Friday night, and then I drove to Edinburgh. And since we last spoke, I've done 9 shows.
Blimey.
Yeah, I know, it's terrifying, isn't it? And I'm just getting ready to do my club night tomorrow night, Wednesday, at the Electric Circus, which is by Waverley Station, and it's from 1 a.m. Thursday morning till 5 a.m. Thursday morning, so Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and I'm going to be DJing with the world famous Phil Jupitus.
Excellent.
That's very exciting, isn't it? And we're going to be playing all sorts of nonsense, Dave.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, have you got a song you'd like to tell me about for this here summer special?
I do. So this, I listened to, obviously, the past 6 months' songs, and this is from the Valentine's Day special.
It is indeed.
I could have picked 4 songs from that alone.
Wow.
But I did have another one, which was The Scourge, but I discounted that due to it was a bit out of order.
A dubious subject matter.
Yeah. But if you do.
Was that the one that was called Fucker Pissed?
It was indeed Fucker Pissed.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that.
But do go back and listen to that show. It is good. It's still online.
How can you listen to old shows, Tony?
Yeah, they're on our feed. Just subscribe to us. And the new website that will be finished, you can listen on there as well.
And when will it be finished, Tony?
Probably in the summer.
It is the summer.
A bit later.
Which
summer
are we talking about?
It's nearly finished. I've got one last thing to do, but unfortunately I got sidetracked with work.
Right, you've got one last thing to do. What's that? Do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he cook? Yes. Yeah, it will be done. So anyway.
This is a band called New Coke. What
New Coke. They say about themselves, what we have here is 7 stiff black inches of terribly dark and uncomfortable lyrics, firmly planted on top of the catchiest tunes this side of Greg Oblivion's reigning sound. Singer Danny Morrell's bizarre delivery twists and grinds over the relentless R&B fuel backbeat of the title track. As well as I'm Not a Fan of Your Romance Asshole, and the beauty almost surpasses the threat in the closer I Am Drunk, I Have a Gun, I Want Names. So this is from their Bandcamp page. Well, kind of. I could only find their label's Bandcamp page,
which is Slovenly Records. And hello,
it is Slovenly,
yeah.
So right. I'm not convinced they do have a website,
right?
Because I did find one for a band called New Coke. So we'll go with that. But as a backup, I'll read the Slovenly one out, which is Slovenly.
No, you won't read it out, Tony. You'll ask me what it is, won't you?
No, I'm going to ask you what the Bandcamp one is for the band.
Oh, okay.
Read out these labels one.
Oh, right then.
Slovenly.bandcamp.com is where I found bits and pieces.
Right.
But what is, hopefully, fingers crossed, New Coke's Bandcamp page?
Newcoke.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Yeah! Hey, did I ask you about Vicky? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So is that 2-2 at the moment?
It is 2-2.
Hey, Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 2.
And this is I'm Not a Fan of Your Romance, Asshole.
Little chuff.
All of mine have been white, she is the best friend in my life. All of mine have been white, she's still the best thing. Just spent my lunch hour on the phone, listening to you moaning, someone needs a good boning. All of mine have been white, she is the best friend in my life. All of mine hanging white, she's still the best thing. When yes, you wind me up sometimes, you suppose that's to be expected, cause we share the same bed. Let it go! Well, I mind everyone, she is the best thing in my life. Well, I mind everyone, she's still the best thing. I apologize for my bad manners. Can I buy you breakfast at Banners? I love my nagging wife, she's still the best thing in my life. I love my nagging wife, she's still the best thing. You're still the best thing. You're still the best thing. You're still the best thing.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit from their latest album, Nervous Racehorse, on a track called I Love My Nagging Wife. It's a really good album, Tone. I had a listen to it again today. There's quite a lot of the tracks we haven't played off it yet. We will be playing some of them in the coming months, because what a terrific album. Well done, Wonk Unit. I think it's their best album yet. What is Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnitBand.com?
WonkUnit.co.uk. Only oh. Is it 3:22? Oh, the heat is on. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That must mean it's time for... Steve, ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Right, so you have to lean forward then, Steve. You have to lean forward. Here he goes. So now it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
You should be sung, Steve.
Yep.
You said nothing there.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. It's still where it was last week, still hasn't been knocked down, so please do help it out if you can. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/bunkerradio, sign the petition and help and go there as well. This week is a couple of gigs, as mentioned, we're pre-recording the show, so we haven't got all of the gig details, but this Wednesday, the 6th of August, the Hooligans are playing, who apparently are the world's first and longest running tribute to the Who. It's a Wednesday evening. I always think you would pay for that.
Oh, is it super double special? Wow. Ooh. Oh, no. Fiver.
£8.
Oh, yeah. Chance.
And then the only other gig that is on the list at the minute is Monday, the 11th of August. It's London Calling Night.
It has our seal of approval.
It does. The Go Set, London Sewage Company and Melbourne Cans are playing.
Right. I wonder why that's on
it's
Monday.
A weird one. It's on Monday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. £6.
It is £6.
Well, I got one of them. Yeah. So, 86?
Yeah.
Nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
The beast.
Whichever beast you're talking about, it's still nowhere near them.
Yeah, long walk down to have a look through his kitchen window. Now, what did we decide on what sort of washing up liquid he used? The beast. What did we sign with the Tuesday Club the other week?
Oh, his detergent. I don't know, actually.
Yeah, you call it detergent. I call it washing up liquid. Make it difficult for yourself. Let's call the whole thing off.
I can't remember what we decided with it.
Oh, well, thanks for getting involved. Steve,
I am involved. I just can't remember.
Steve, have you got any ideas about... Steve. What sort of detergent do you think the devil would use?
Concentrated.
There you go. Concentrated.
There you go.
Well, I'm not saying anything. If you're not, I'm just thought I'd shut up for a bit, let you know how it feels. This is like having you in stereo, having Steve next to me. Right. So anyway, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Now, you've got another song you're going to tell me about now.
I do. So... we are going to play the Crash Dolls, which we played back in February, the 4th of February. I can't find much about them apart from where they live. They're from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. Motor City.
Yeah, this is a great song again. Another female-fronted band. Quite like female-fronted bands.
But there's one you've chosen to ignore, Tony. We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
Yes. But what is their website?
CrashDolls.com.
It is.
Oh, yes. Is that 4-2? It surely is.
It is 4-2.
It's probably been Internet 4-Tony 2. And Tony, there was me thinking you were going to walk this.
I thought it would be even. But oh well. Yeah, this is Bad Taste Barbie.
Berserker.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls and Bad Taste, but I really like that band, you know. They've got that sort of punk metal sound, haven't they?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Remind me a bit of Vice Squad.
Okay.
A little bit. So, really, we're asking each other what we're doing this week, but we don't know because we're recording it last week and, well, the week before last, and everything's... And I haven't got a TARDIS.
It's all very confusing as well.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'll be doing this week.
Okay.
Because I'm doing the same thing every day. I'm doing a kids show at 20 past 11 in the morning. I know, I've been in training, I'm getting up. I'm doing a solo show about medieval England at 4:15, and I'm doing a compilation show called The Last Minute Comedy Club at 7:45 every day at the Edinburgh Fringe, and all of them are listed in the Wee Blue Book, which is the free fringe programme. So should you by some fluke be in Edinburgh listening to this right now, you've got an opportunity to spend your day with me if you want to.
Wow.
How about you, Tone? Got some grout?
I'm grouted out.
Oh yeah? Are you out-grouted?
Yeah. Probably going to be painting, maybe painting.
Oh, what, some watercolours?
Mainly oil-based.
Oil-based, yeah.
Gloss.
Yeah, gloss. Are you going to be the Van Gogh of vinyl mats? So you're painting. Is this house of yours ever going to be finished?
Oh, fuck no.
Tone it with your language.
I know. Hopefully, at some point, it'd be nice.
Anyway, should we ask Steve what he's doing in 2 weeks' time?
Yeah.
Steve, what are you doing in 2 weeks' time?
The same as I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, probably nothing.
It is like having you in stereo, Tone.
It's nice. I like it.
Very, very similar. Very similar indeed. Go on, who's the next band? Oh, it's me. It's me. I'm telling you who the next band is.
I know.
Aren't I?
Yes.
Next band, the Senton Bombs, Tony. We like these.
We do.
They did, and the Mystery Belgian, who's involved in the show, actually said to me the other night, it's actually technically 8 days ago, but actually yesterday, said that they were one of her favourite bands we played this year. And I thought, well, you know what? I think they're really good as well. So let's dig out one of the tracks from earlier on in the year and play it, Tony. That's what we're going to do. Good old-fashioned British band, Senton Bombs. What is the Senton Bombs website?
Sentonbombs.co.uk?
It's the sentonbombs.webs.com.
Dot webs?
I know. What does that mean?
It's 5-2.
No, well, no, I know that. I mean, but... what does that mean, Jace? 5-2? It's 5-2 what? It's 5-2 rock and roll. That's what it is, Tony. It's 5-2 rock.
There you go.
It is 5-2, yeah, but I meant...
What does webs mean?
Not webs.com mean, yeah, but...
they've got a very poor choice in domain name choice, isn't it?
Do you think that's it? Do you think they're an excellent band with a very poor choice in domain names?
Yeah.
Well,
they're a great band.
They've been told.
Yeah.
They've been told they're
sort it out.
Sort it out with your crazy domain names, you lunatics. It is indeed 5-2. Probably, I can't stop laughing now. It's probably the internet 5-2. It's 5-2 rock. Tony Tornado. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Senton Bombs and Tornado. We'll be playing more from their latest album in future weeks as well. Have you got a twat for us?
I don't.
Oh, for goodness sake, crying out loud, Mr. Blobby.
Yes, exactly. That's just what I was thinking. Yeah, no twat again. Come on, sort it out.
But hang on, Tone.
Yeah.
This is a summer special. Do you perhaps have some favourite twats of the last 6 months?
No.
I can't. Oh, you don't?
Not off the top of my head.
Right, what about your shortlist for your twats that we discussed during the last record?
No, the shortlist of twats. A shortlist of songs that I didn't make my final four.
Oh, right, okay. Well, yeah, talk about it. I'll tell you what, I'm leaving this to you, Tony. You talk for a bit, and when you've had enough, I'll try and guess the website. Off you go.
All right. Yep, but as a reminder, please do remember your twats. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show. All twats receive with thanks. Do email me. If you don't email me, I can't do the feature. But as I was saying before, I listened to, in terms of the best of, I listened to the past 6 months songs, and of songs of note that I didn't choose but nearly made the final list, Damn Vandals, Twist and Tangle from the in January, The Liberty Underground, Arm Your Enemy, great band, The Bastard Sons, and 8 Rounds Rapid, very nearly, it's just part of my, I knocked 8 Rounds Rapid off to put in New Coke, but
wow.
Do go back to that one, 4th of February.
Well, Tony,
Steve, do check it out.
I just can't believe you've named all those bands on the shortlist and you've played all these bands this week, yet you found no room for Pantychrist.
It was weird, wasn't it? I did make that list and then I thought, well, I've got enough, I'll stop there. And then I did think,
but Tony, your special relationship with Pantychrist, they even sent you a video saying it was going to make you damp, didn't they? Or something.
Something like that. It was a bit out of order.
You know, they've got Pantychrist, I've got a personal relationship with you. You and Pantychrist this and Pantychrist that and Pantychrist.
Mm.
And it comes to the summer special. No Pantychrist.
Do you think I've let them down?
I think you have.
I think I let myself down.
I think you've built them up and you've chopped them down, I think is what you've done, though. I think right now you better hope that they're not all in the same room at the same time. And been together with each other for several weeks, so they're all cycling at the same time, so they could all be in a very bad mood at the same time, and they could all be wanting to get a bit stabby stabby Tony, that's what I'm thinking.
Stabby stabby Tony, I don't want
quick,
that
quick, get the chocolate to Pantychrist. Now Steve, were you going to say something then?
No, I don't think I was. No,
I'm telling you, Tone, it's like having you in stereo. Right, So I'm really sorry, Pantychrist. I thought they were a shoo-in for this week. I absolutely thought they were a shoo-in. I imagine they might be around for a Christmas special. What do you think?
I think so.
I think so too. And just for the record, Pantychrist, even though Tony doesn't love you anymore, I do.
So did you pick them in your top four as well?
No, because I thought I thought you were going to pick them in your top four.
Okay.
Don't you get all Pantychrist-ist on me?
Pantychrist.
Yeah, don't get in a panty crisis about this.
It's a panty crisis, is what
it's
it is.
It's a panty crisis, don't. Anyway, I'm sure you're going to make up for it by telling us about the last song of this week's show.
Yep, so last song, Zombini and the Skeletones. Obviously, we've played them loads of times before, but this, I just thought this track was great.
It is. It's a great new album, isn't it?
Yeah. And again, from their website, they do say about themselves. Mm. 5 deformed rock and roll monsters from Liverpool. Zombie and the Skeletons mix garage punk and girl group pop with spooked out B-movie sonics. They share stages with Wednesday 13, The Misfits, The Damned, The Meteors, Kid Congo Powers, The Primitives, Shonen Knife and The Horrors, to name but a few. Been invited to drag their blood-spattered live show as far as Finland, Sicily, Greece and the Czech Republic. We played them for years, but
yeah.
Great band. But obviously, you know, what is their website?
Zombina.de.
It is.
Oh, come on. How do you feel now, Steve White? Mr. Steve saying that I cheat.
I was quite impressed, although I think you already know it from a previous show.
Well, yeah, and that's the idea of them, Steve, that we learn the websites, and but Tony just reboots at the end of each one. Anyway, so that's probably been Internet 6, Tony 2. What a summer special this has been. But Tony, what's the name of the song?
Tonight there will be no survivors.
We're never gonna be here, so we're never gonna stop. Here we go.
That's about it for this week. That was on Beano and the Skeletones on the track Tonight There'll Be No Survivors. This has been the Punky Radio Summer Special, made rather confusingly in the past. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have, and my apologies once again to Pantychrist, and also for not really explaining properly while Steve is here. But this is about it. So Tony, you're just going to run through other ways people can listen to this show?
Yeah, we are on the internet. It's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and finally we're on Radio Andra, which is at Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Beautifully read. That's about it. I hope to see some of you at my Edinburgh shows. If not, I hope you're having a great summer. Tony, I hope you're enjoying being grouted out. All that's left to do is to say goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye, Steve.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog.
A-poog.